Now to the north, and Sinn Féin's Michelle O'Neill has said she's sorry for grieving families experiencing more hurt in recent days, following what Ms O'Neill said was the considerable controversy over her attendance at Bobby Storey's funeral. The Deputy First Minister was accused of breaching social distancing regulations at that funeral on Tuesday. Our Northern editor Tommy Gorman has more. And Tommy, a carefully worded statement saying sorry from Michelle O'Neill, has it been enough to solve this political... In fact, we can hear it there, and then I'll talk to Tommy Gorman about that.
I'm also very conscious of the fact that over the course of the past number of days that those families would have felt even more hurt, and I'm sorry for that. I would never set out to hurt any family or to compound their grief at such a sad time. In terms of my attendance at the funeral, I'm confident I can stand over the fact that I worked within the guidelines, that I worked within the regulations in terms of attending a requiem mass, which was allowed, and also to walk in a funeral cortege of up to 30 people. I will never apologise for attending the funeral of my friend. And secondly, I would say this, what I wanted to address today, I wanted to get below the politicking, and I wanted to speak directly to families that were hurt.
Deputy First Minister Michelle O'Neill, and now let's talk to our Northern editor, Tommy Gorman. She has said sorry, but she has not apologised for going to Bobby Storey's funeral.
Exactly, Anya. She used the sorry word, and in the context of Sinn Féin or any political party, that is a big word. But you're quite right that it was a carefully crafted statement. It was similar to remarks that Mary Lou MacDonald has made in recent hours. So you can see there that Sinn Féin are attempting to address this wider reality that a lot of people who had to hold funerals or go to visit loved ones or stay away from loved ones in very, very tender circumstances, that they felt aggrieved and hurt when they looked at the huge numbers in West Belfast and the fact that senior Sinn Féin leaders were a part of that funeral party, part of the ceremonies that took place on that day. So I think what Michelle O'Neill has done today, it can be summed up on a few levels. First of all, she has acknowledged that there was hurt caused by those scenes. Secondly, she has, I suppose, protected her relationship with her own support base when she said she makes no apologies for going to Bobby Storey's funeral. And from what I'm hearing in terms of the reaction from the meeting of the five party leaders that she attended, there wasn't total absolution given to her or anything like it by the other parties. The SDLP, I think, still have reservations. So have the Ulster Unionists. I presume that's the case with Alliance. The key reaction will be from the DUP. And Arlene Foster has already said she doesn't want to see the power-sharing institutions collapse. And we will be getting reaction from her, more considered reaction, later this afternoon.
And, of course, this is all. We're in early July, Tommy. We're in the run-up to the 12th. So are tensions more difficult around this issue at the moment in terms of trying to keep the power-sharing executive together?
Well, I'll tell you what has happened, Anya. It has damaged a relationship that was going well, particularly at the top end, involving the two people who share authority as joint and deputy first ministers, Arlene Foster and Michelle O'Neill. The other parties were part of that dynamic, particularly the health minister, Robin Swan, in terms of the pandemic. But the other parties are always likely to break ranks from the big two when the political opportunity arises. So that whole dynamic has been damaged. Micheál Martin actually referred to that in a 6-1 interview yesterday evening. And you're right too in relation to July the 12th. The 12th falls on a Sunday this year. It's on Sunday week. So the actual festivities were due to take place on the following day, the 13th. And what has happened in recent days, Anya, is there has been a huge surge in applications from local Orange organisations who say, we know the big marches aren't going ahead, but we want to gather in groups of 30 and we want to march in our local areas where local people can come out and watch us. And I think that has the potential for trouble. You'll note what Arlene Foster said when she was asked about the overall all orange festivities. She said two wrongs would not make a right. She did not want to see the big gatherings take place, but there will be sensitivities there. And one final point to make, the Taoiseach was due to come up here this week because of busy times down south, as he's getting, you know, to learn, say, the new circumstances. That was put off until next week. He's due here on Wednesday, and it'll be interesting to see if he meets Michelle O'Neill and Arlene Foster and the others, and if there's a joint press conference involving First and Deputy First Minister and the Taoiseach afterwards. That will tell us if this row has abated over, say, the Bobby Storey funeral.
Tommy, thank you very much indeed. That's our Northern editor, Tommy Gorman.